You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison promised to focus on people's everyday issues when he took the top job 2 months ago. Now, after floating the politically charged idea of relocating Australia's embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, he has told the Nine Network Australians indeed care about where the embassy is located.
Well, I think for the Jewish community, and not just the capital of Israel, but Australia having its own independent voice on its foreign policy. I mean, we can't be told by other countries around the world about what our views are. And I've said, even the suggestion from Labor that we can't even ask a question and consider a question. Now, as a Prime Minister of an independent sovereign country like Australia, we should be able to have these conversations and engage in them. That's what sovereignty is all about.
The move has been widely condemned, including by Australia's spy agency. Leaked papers from ASIO, the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation, show it has warned ministers the proposed shift may provoke protest, unrest, and possibly violence in Gaza and the West Bank. The papers, leaked to the Guardian News website, show ASIO had circulated the warning on October the 15th, the day before Mr Morrison's announcement. But he has told Parliament the agency providing a warning is no big deal.
I'm advised by the Director General of Security and the head of ASIO, Duncan Lewis, that at this time there is no evidence of planned violence in response to the government's announcement. No evidence of that, Mr Speaker. ASIO, as a matter of routine, provides this advice to Commonwealth and state governments on security matters, as it should.
Fairfax Media is reporting the federal government believes a state Labor government leaked the briefing note. The Australian Federal Police plans to investigate after Duncan Lewis spoke to federal police boss Andrew Colvin. The Victorian government has denied responsibility as attention turns to which state governments have been most vocal about opposing the move. Beyond Australia's borders, Indonesia has been one of the main critics, sparking concern it could pull out of a planned trade deal with Australia. Indonesian Foreign Ministry spokesman Amananta Nazir says Indonesia will not do that, but he has reiterated his government's displeasure.
We've told Australia not to take actions which could damage the peace process, or actions that could trigger instability in the Middle East. And we've also emphasised that the issue of Jerusalem is an issue that needs to be agreed upon in the final negotiations later. We are sure that Australia has understood what we mean.
Indonesia has also voiced concern over further leaks in the media, this time about angry text messages from Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi to her Australian counterpart Maurice Payne over the embassy discussions. The ABC reports Australia's ambassador in Jakarta, Gary Quinlan, has been asked to explain how that happened twice to Ms. Retno. It is also being reported Indonesia is considering reviewing its defence cooperation with Australia, despite relatively close ties. Amid the mounting tension, Mr. Amananta has warned against any drastic moves.
The issue of Palestine, it's very important to Indonesia and to the people of Indonesia. It's also a mandate, ensuring that a mandate in our constitution. So, of course, we will adjust our policy or our actions depending on the situation.
Most countries have long avoided recognising Jerusalem as the Israeli capital because of the city's disputed status. The city is holy, not just to Jews, but also to Muslims and Christians, and it is a major flashpoint in Israeli-Palestinian territorial disputes. Australia's planned discussions on the topic align closely with the United States' decision to shift the US embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem late last year, sparking protests around the Arab world. And the United States has now downgraded the status of its main diplomatic mission to the Palestinians, placing it under the authority of the US embassy to Israel. That move means the Jerusalem consulate will no longer have a separate channel to Washington to report on Palestinian affairs. US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, in a statement on Twitter, insists the move should not be construed as rejecting the possibility of renewing peace talks between the disputing sides.
I'm pleased to announce the merger of the American Consulate General in Jerusalem and the US Embassy in Jerusalem into a single mission. This will improve efficiency and effectiveness. It doesn't signal a change of US policy. We're committed to achieving a lasting and comprehensive peace between Israel and the Palestinians.
But the Palestinians have denounced the change, with senior diplomat Saeb Erekat saying it will lead to more violence in the region.
This does not create facts other than the dismantling the two-state solution, other than pushing Palestinians and Israelis deeper and deeper in the path of conflict and violence and counter-violence. And we utterly and strongly condemn, with the strongest possible terms, this American decision.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.